Welcome to Digimasters Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Microsoft's ambitious integration of Copilot across its product suite is being met with mixed reactions, as users reportedly find the AI tool lacking when compared to the popular ChatGPT. Insiders have revealed that customer feedback suggests Copilot doesn't measure up, with constant comparisons being drawn to its AI counterpart. Amid these concerns, Microsoft contends that the problem lies in users' inability to properly communicate with Copilot, hinting at a steep learning curve for effective interaction with the tool. To address this, Microsoft is developing instructional content aimed at improving users' proficiency in crafting prompts for generative AI. However, questions arise about the extent to which user error is responsible for Copilot's performance issues. Despite these challenges, Microsoft continues to double down on Copilot's integration, even renaming its mobile browser and enhancing the service with new features and GPT-4 Turbo upgrades. It remains to be seen whether these efforts will eventually align user experience with Microsoft's vision for Copilot's central role in digital interfaces.
In a surprise move, Google's latest Android 15 developer release suggests the tech giant may be enhancing user privacy to a new level, potentially even surpassing Apple's iPhone. This new update aims to shield Android devices from revealing their locations to cellular networks, a notable advancement in user privacy. Additionally, Google has previewed a feature aimed at protecting against IMSI grabbers, which are often used by law enforcement and criminals to intercept mobile communications. Previous Android versions made attempts to limit such vulnerabilities, but the latest iteration indicates a more mainstream approach. However, adopting these features requires new hardware, specifically modems capable of running the updated software interface, meaning users may need new devices altogether to benefit. Privacy advocates are closely watching this development, as are law enforcement agencies who might be considering the implications of such privacy measures. This bold move by Google signals a shift towards greater transparency and privacy, a domain often associated with Apple, and could set a new standard for mobile device security. In a groundbreaking move for sports broadcasting, Orlando City B has announced their April 2 soccer match against Inter Miami CF Roman 2 will be the first live event broadcasted in multiple languages utilizing artificial intelligence. The MLS Next Pro match, taking place at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, will be translated into French, Spanish, and Portuguese while preserving the broadcast crew's original voices and tone. This innovation emerges from the MLS Innovation Lab in collaboration with Cameo, a company specializing in AI dubbing platforms. While it may seem an unexpected platform, the technology shows potential for widespread use in major league sports, broadcasting across the NFL, MLB, and NBA, with the capability of expansion to numerous additional languages.
In a move to bolster the security of its AI offerings, Microsoft has introduced new safety and security tools to the Azure AI Studio, its platform for developing generative AI applications. The enhancements, announced on March 28, include prompt shields to prevent injection attacks, groundness detection to identify inaccuracies in model outputs, and safety system messages designed to guide models towards producing safer content. These features complement the already available safety evaluations, which analyze an application's resistance to jailbreak attacks and potential content risks, as well as risk and safety monitoring that provides insights on which inputs and outputs are activating content filters. While safety evaluations are currently accessible in preview, the other features will be rolling out soon, aiming to strengthen the trust and reliability of the AI systems developed within Azure AI Studio. With these updates, Microsoft strives to address the growing concerns surrounding AI ethics and security as generative AI applications become increasingly ubiquitous. Amazon is embarking on a massive $150 billion spending endeavor over the next 15 years to build data centers, aiming to cater to the surge in artificial intelligence applications and other digital services. This investment is part of a strategy to keep the company ahead in the cloud services market, consolidating its lead over competitors like Microsoft. Amazon Web Services Vice President Kevin Miller highlighted that the expansion would allow them to be closer to their customers while supporting the growth of the 1.45 million businesses that rely on AWS. In addition to new data centers in locations such as Mississippi and Thailand, Amazon is also expanding existing facilities in Virginia and Oregon, leveraging tax incentives and cheap hydroelectric power. A significant real estate acquisition in Pennsylvania for $650 million indicates Amazon's intention to utilize carbon-free energy from a nuclear power plant, aligning with their emissions goals. This expansion, indicative of the largest data center-related spending in the industry, will significantly increase Amazon's computing capacity, essential for AI services and general digital demands. Amazon's ongoing investments, including a partnership with AI firm Anthropic, signal its commitment to leading the race in technological infrastructure and innovation.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.